There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Following very, very special program is brought to you in lively black and white on NBC.
Oh, unfortunately today, due to budget restrictions, we come to you in lively black and white. Yeah. That's right. Sorry about that. Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on my Talk World 71. Everything entertainment, everything lively black and white. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Yeah. That's right. Yes. It is Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. Thanks for being here, everyone. Sit back, relax, grab some Sanka, grab some Hills Brothers, Tang, Sunny Delight.
Tang was it for me. How about you guys?
I hated Tang.
Oh, I loved Tang because I felt like, disgusting. Oh, the astronauts drink this?
No. Do you ever eat that dried ice cream from the nature store?
Yes! The Science Museum had it too.
Yeah.
Man. I've never had dried ice. Really?
Oh,
it tastes like chocolate. It kind of melts in your mouth.
Yeah, and it gets stuck in your molars. So
yes!
Nature stores were a thing in the 90s, children.
Yes, they were.
Now,
yes.
The Endangered Species Store, where you could get a tie-dye shirt with a panda on it, a rock, an astronaut ice cream. It usually came in Neapolitan flavor.
Yep.
Yes. And a vacuum pack. It tasted like crap.
Never ate it. Oh. Saw it. Never ate it, though.
Oh,
nature stores. Yeah, remember those.
Yeah.
And remember, that was a sad day. Those were sad years for Alexis, because that's when the panda was endangered.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
Oh, doing great.
Thanks to conservation efforts in zoos.
Thank you, humans.
That's right. We actually did something right with animals.
Yay!
Once every couple decades.
Oh, and those cruel pandas.
They're so cute.
Oh, one day, just squeeze one.
Speaking of coming back to life, I saw this, didn't know what it was, and obviously you saw it too, Lex.
Yeah.
What's do we know any? What's happening with Blockbuster?
Blockbuster. Okay, this is very weird. Their website has fueled speculation that it's coming back. Now, the last one was in Bend, Oregon, but it looks like some of the old spots, the Blockbuster spots in San Diego and Los Angeles, five locations, will be announcing a grand opening soon. Now, Holly, I know you lived in like L.A.,
yes.
West Hollywood area.
Oh, I did not live in West Hollywood.
Oh,
however,
okay. You know.
Yeah, I know.
The intersection of Sunset and Crescent Heights.
Yes, know exactly where that's at.
Okay, so that's one of the areas, or one of the five locations that looks like this Blockbuster video will be coming. I guess that's prime real estate there.
Yeah, it's right before you go to Laurel Canyon.
Oh, see? So it's really hitting that nostalgic appeal. You know, with streaming services, things just kind of being dropped, and then what do you got? So at least for my and my husband's retail or resale business, we're finding a lot of DVDs, Blu-ray, VHS. There's a big uptick in sales of our favorite videos and movies.
Really?
For this very reason. And so maybe they're just kind of chiming into that because, you know, like there's like our favorite shows, they're on streaming and then they're gone. So what do you do?
So the physical copies are being sold again or they're popular again.
Oh, yes.
I have a ton. I should give them to you, Alexa. You can sell them.
Yeah, I'll sell them for you.
No, you can just keep it. But
so what do you think? Will people go to this? Are we feeling nostalgic about it? Is this just a waste of money?
I'm literally sitting here. Holly, what do you think?
I would love for Blockbuster to come back.
I
would love for the video store to come back. I love the ritual of going through the aisles yes. and awaiting to be delighted by something that I had no idea I wanted, but I'm going to rent it anyways. And I will say that with a lot of streaming services, their movie selections suck. Mm-hmm. They just stink. I'm thinking of you, Netflix. There is not a deep there is not a deep catalog on that streaming service. And it would just be nice. I don't even own a DVD. No, wait, I do own a DVD player. But there is something about the whole experience of going to the video store that mm-hmm. it would be nice. I don't think this is going to be a huge business, but I think there are enough folks out there where this could be a really fun niche situation.
Okay, I'm thinking of this through an... I agree with everything you said, Holly, and thank you, because I knew you would have something off the top of your head, because I was trying to sit here and think about this through an entrepreneur point of view.
Yeah.
Do you combine this? Do you make it, do you take the Blockbuster concept of a video store and do you combine it with something else to make it, to bring it into the 21st century? I don't know what that is, but you know what I mean? Do you make it a video store and a movie memorabilia store? Do you make it a video? You know what I mean? So there's two different revenue streams coming in, and it's just a, do you take that brand? Does some streaming service buy the brand Blockbuster? Because I've always thought, I thought it was a missed, and I believe the documentary that I saw, I could be wrong on this, but I think Blockbuster had a chance to be a streaming service and they missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, am I right on that?
You are correct.
That's true. Yep.
Okay. Yep. I think it is a popular enough brand, especially because the kids that grew up, like I thought of my little brother, the Big Brother's Big Sisters program. He is now in his 30s and he grew up. I would take him to get, I continued the tradition with him. We would go, if I hung out with them on a Friday, we would go and get Blockbuster Video. So those kids are now adults
mm-hmm.
with disposable income. And I think they would embrace the nostalgia of the Blockbuster brand.
Yep.
But how do you make it more profitable? Because you know what I mean? Because I don't know, like Holly said, it's niche.
Mm-hmm.
And people do love the convenience of not leaving their couch to just stream a movie. How do you get them in those physical doors?
Ooh, yeah. I like the memorabilia. I think having unusual snacks would be something. And maybe if they started a dating service.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
What do you think of that?
What?
Some kind of, maybe they host like single nights. And you go in and you just browse.
And browse, literally.
Well, because I'm just remembering now, this happened at Sam Goody. You know, my girlfriends and I, we'd go. We want to get, like, the new, you know, Green Day or, you know, REM. And we'd go. We'd wait in line. It was a whole thing, right? And we would meet boys there.
Okay.
I mean, maybe. You could, because we knew, you know, we liked the same bands. We were hanging, you know, and maybe that has something to do with it. You can have a little date night.
Go behind the beaded curtain.
Yeah.
That's right.
A little solo fun. I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to think out of the box here for Blockbuster, if they're listening.
Here's what I know. I think it is a brand that could be revitalized in a modern way.
Absolutely.
That
just, it's so iconic.
That will, you know, yes, yes.
Yeah, the logo itself.
Everything.
Hmm.
So we're never going to, I don't know if we're going to solve it here in one radio segment, but... I think it could be done.
The ball's rolling, that's for sure. Do you remember the excitement you'd get, too, if you didn't see the movie that you wanted, but someone had just returned it?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Ah!
Absolutely.
You felt like you won the lottery.
Absolutely. When we come back, is Frozen 3 happening? And if it is, have they told the people making Frozen 3? We'll be right back. Sometimes.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
I've never seen 10,000 tapes in one store.
There's so much kid stuff.
And I can keep them for three evenings.
Now this is a video store.
Ordinary video stores don't even come close to Blockbuster Video. You've just got to see it to know what we mean.
Wow.
Wow, what a difference. Blockbuster Video.
Come discover the Blockbuster difference.
Wow.
Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Wow, friends, what a difference. Wow.
Wow.
We
want that feeling again.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
What
have
a difference.
Snacks.
Blockbuster Video. Welcome back to the show. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
What about, so I'm thinking snacks here, right? How can Blockbuster come back? Other than doing a dating thing and doing, you know, snack time. Mm-hmm. What if they did like old school snacks, you know, where like treats where you have the little scooper, you know?
Like a bulk mm-hmm. situation?
That would be fun.
I just don't know if snacks are enough to get enough people in the door.
Yeah.
I don't know if gummy worms are enough. You know what I mean?
And even back in the day, look, my first job was at a Hollywood Video.
Oh. Uh-huh. Nice.
And the snack situation was, we'd eat the snacks behind the video counter things. And we would just eat them all.
Yeah.
All so right. nobody was even buying them there. They're like, you gotta upsell. And then we would just eat them.
And you would just eat them, right.
Yep.
Susan says, sell movie theater popcorn.
Again, I don't know.
Is that enough?
I don't know if food is enough to get people to get out of their soft pants.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have to change out of your soft pants.
You're right. Let me rephrase that. Enough to get them in their car.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. We'll workshop this. And then we'll deliver our idea to the good people that own Blockbuster.
Yeah. They can do a pickup. They'll bring it and put it in your trunk.
Something. Yeah. I don't know. But right now we have to let that go.
Yeah.
We have to let it go.
Yeah.
We have to let it go.
Mm.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
That's right. They don't give these shows to monkeys. I'm just telling you. Holly, why are we letting Blockbuster go and moving on? Why are we letting it go?
Because we have to talk about the movie Frozen 3.
Huh?
Yes! Frozen 3!
It's happening, huh?
We didn't know this was happening, Holly.
Well, Jason.
Yeah.
Bob Iger announced this last month.
Yeah.
Oh!
In a call with investors.
Oh, he did he?
He officially confirmed Frozen 3 ready to go. Hot and fresh.
Okay.
The unfortunate thing, it was news to the people who actually wrote the music to the movie Frozen and Frozen 2.
No.
Kristen Anderson Lopez, one of the songwriters of this very song, Let It Go, she was like, we didn't know about this until Bob Iger said it on the meeting.
Oops. Now, did she say that more in like a funny, cheeky way or like, I'm angry? Kind of way.
Well, she wants the job. She's
okay. I'm just wondering because, you know, this is airing some laundry out here.
She got excited, but Kristen Anderson Lopez, co-writer of the music for Frozen, she said that Disney told us the day of. And just a little bit about what they were thinking.
Wow.
And we think communication's bad in our building. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. They're like, is Kristen Bell on board? Is Idina Menzel? Okay, great. Right. That's all we need.
Because Anderson
Josh Gad?
Josh Gad.
Anderson Lopez, she's just like, well, she is letting it go. She's taking her own advice because she just said of Frozen 3, well, now we have to let the wheels of Hollywood do what they do.
Yep.
But we're very excited about it.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
She didn't know.
But she didn't know. Wow.
May I recommend, it was one of the first things that we loved, that I know my husband and I loved on Disney Plus, and that is the documentary of the making of Frozen 2.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It is so good, you two. It is so, my talkers, it's a really well-made, it's freaking...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Fascinating to look at. Look, I've watched every behind the scenes nerd thing on the VHS to how, you know, the making of Lion King, the making of Aladdin, the making of Beauty and the Beast. But to watch a modern, you know, computer animated movie being made, it's unbelievable. And that couple, the Lopezes, are the main stars of this documentary.
Oh.
You will love it. It's so well done. I might actually go back and watch it. It's available on Disney Plus.
Is it making? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you see, like, they're so deliberate in their lyric choices, in how they score it, that one little change, you know, one, they can feel like, oh, you know what? That one word is just not right. And they went back and they changed it, even though animation had been laid down. And I'm giving a real example, but I don't want to get overly specific because I want you to enjoy it. But, oh, gosh, it's good. It's so good. The Making of Frozen 2 on Disney Plus.
Ooh, definitely checking that out.
Go check that out. It's really well done. And you will gain such a respect for Kristen and Robert Lopez. They are Disney geniuses. Oh gosh.
This is a series.
Is it? Oh, I felt like it was one, but yeah, you're probably right. It was probably broken up into, yeah.
Six episodes. Into the Unknown, Making Frozen 2.
Yes.
Oh, the making of animated movies is so fascinating.
Good.
I mean, look, my ex-boyfriend worked at Disney Feature Animation, and I used to just go, I'm like, let's have lunch. Can we just meet at the cafeteria?
Please.
And
don't talk to me.
Yeah, well, and then we would be able to go through the actual building of Disney Feature Animation. And one of the movies that was in development at the time was Frozen.
Really?
I got to see early, like the way that things were made and all this stuff and the different changes that happen. And these are artists.
Yeah.
So anytime you watch an animated movie, it takes hundreds of dedicated folks.
Yep.
And the way that it is, it's just so fascinating.
Go watch that. Do it right now.
Yeah. No.
But also right now, do this too. Join Team My Talk for Big Climb Minneapolis. We're back for the 9th year climbing Saturday, April 22nd. So build a snowman and then do this. It benefits the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. This year's climb will take place at US Bank Stadium. Promo code MYTALK2023. Details and a link to register at MYTALK1071.com. Keyword climb. When we come back, Holly Roberts hosts the Master Debaters next.
And yesterday we, when I say we, I mean my husband Angel. He painted our bathroom. Finally. Oh my gosh, it's just a good reminder. We go in and check and just see how everything's going. It just is making our bathroom even better. Our effortless bathroom remodeling. Thank you, Rebath. From start to stunning, they made it so very easy. Julie, our designer, came out to our home and looked at this is like 3 years ago now, looked at our aesthetic, looked at our budget, and helped design a really beautiful bathroom, very functional, especially with a three-year-old, to, you know, get what we need, which is fantastic, and it still looks absolutely gorgeous. We went with their exclusive Dura Bath brand. Of course, there's hundreds of options for you. Make sure you mention me or my talk, and you'll get $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. The design, though, is free. They want to show you what they've got. Decide to go with them. 5 days or less is what it takes. Go to rebath.com or check out their showroom in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue.
Holly Roberts hosting the Master Debaters for our game time in a matter of seconds.
You've got mail.
But first, we're hearing from you because we love to hear from you. Megan writes to us via Twitter, to the three of us. Hey, you three. If I have to hear another earworm like Let It Go or Into the Unknown one more time, I may lose my mind. My kids love those movies.
Oh.
But there's a limit. Poor Megan represents every parent that has to watch. Well, Lex, I'm sure you've watched Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Oh, yeah, I know all about him. Wow. When there's a new episode, I'm so excited.
Yes.
Like something new. Yes.
Yeah. My mom felt that way with He-Man episodes.
No,
you're renting that again from the video store? No. Yes, Mom. Yes, I am. Because I have the power. Take it away, Holly.
Here we go.
Let's debate, bro.
Jason.
Well, he has a point.
Alexis.
She's right, you know.
The master debaters.
Okay, you just made it weird.
Yeah. Here's Holly.
So we've got a few topics today. We're going to speed things up here on this edition of the Master Debaters. Mm. Jason and Alexis, I'm going to give them each a topic. They have 30 seconds to argue their position, and then I'm going to decide.
All right.
Who is the Master Debater this morning? Now, yes. So we're going to do this, and I've got some nice selection of topics here.
Oh, did you? You bought a new little game.
I bought a new little game.
Ooh.
Yes. I was like, ooh, let us just do a few of these.
Yeah.
A bunch of these.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So
yeah,
let's try it. But we are going to keep it in the 30-second timeline because I want to keep your butts clenched just ever so slightly.
Perfect.
So Jason and Alexis will each have 30 seconds to argue their position. Then I will decide who is the master debater on the topic. And then we'll move on to another one.
Love it.
So our first topic today is, what is the correct way to eat string cheese? Peel it or bite it? Jason gets peel it. Alexis gets bite it. So they will each have 30 seconds to argue their position.
Okay.
We're going to start with Jason. What is the correct way to eat string cheese? Jason with peel it. Begins now.
String cheese by design is a very small snack, so you want to enjoy it as long as you possibly can. By pulling the string cheese string by string, you are able to do just that and eat it the way the creators meant it to be eaten and consumed. By putting the whole thing in your mouth, you're basically ruining the intent of the product. Stringing it string by string is the way to enjoy it, flavor-wise and purpose-wise.
Woo! Jason with peel it. Alexis with bite it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Take that, Alexis.
Here we go.
All right. Are you a mom or a kid on the run and you just need to have that protein right there, a little quick little snack? The fastest, most efficient way to get that string cheese into your face is just to bite right into it. Keep it in the wrapper. It's on the go. And they are individually wrapped, so at a moment's notice, you can just say, look, I'm really hankering for some cheese. And you just bite right into it, and there you go. You're satiated. A quick, fast treat. That's what you get when you eat it and just bite it.
Woo! Alexis! Alexis coming in! With the bite, but it's Jason for the win.
Yes! Yes!
It is Jason for the win. All right.
The way God intended. That's right.
The way you're hankering for a hunk of bite of cheese. Sorry, ABC cheese guy with the weird legs and the cowboy hat.
Yep. Yeah. I do. How do you eat your string cheese, guys? Do you pull it apart?
You pull it apart. You don't eat it. You don't bite it off.
It's more fun that way.
Yes, it lasts longer.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next topic in the Master Debaters this morning. Who will it be? Jason or Alexis? Which is the better coast of the United States? East or West?
Ooh.
Which is the better coast of the United States, east or west? Alexis is assigned east. Jason is assigned west. They each have 30 seconds to make your argument. Alexis, starting with you, which is the better coast of the United States? You argue east. Here we go.
All right. The East Coast is better because you can hit more states along the coast. I mean, think about it. You've got Connecticut. You've got Delaware. You go all the way down Florida. You've got Maryland. And also you have all those huge big cities that are just hours away from each other. So you can really hit all the beautiful spots. Also, a variety of beaches. You've got the Jersey Shore. You've got Hilton Head. Really beautiful in different ways. Lots of variety on the East Coast.
Woo! Alexis! Making that argument. Take a breath. Take a breath. Because we're moving on to Jason. Jason, which coast is better, East Coast, West Coast? You have West. 30 seconds on the clock now.
My friend Alexis talked about variety. I'll give you variety. You'll find that in the West Coast. You talk climate, we got your Anchorage, Alaska, right there. You move down and you got your Seattle. You got your Seattle. Move a little bit down and you got your Portland. Then you can take a plane and go to Hawaii, Honolulu, a much different climate. Come back to California. We got your Santa Monica Pier. We got your San Diego, legendary resorts there. Long Beach, Malibu, and more.
Woo!
Girl, please, I'm exhausted.
I know.
This is a tough one.
Take a breath.
I'm exhausted.
It's Jason.
Yay!
Woo! Yes!
What? Oh, man.
Keep eating that apple, girl. Eating that apple.
I don't know, but our last topic in the Master Debaters this morning.
Who could it be?
Who could it be, Jason or Alexis? We are debating very controversial hot takes here, and we've got this last one this morning. Using the airplane lavatory or holding it at all costs. This is our last topic to debate this morning. Get Jason and Alexis have 30 seconds to do it. Jason has holding it at all costs. Alexis has using the airplane lavatory. We're starting with Jason. Please, 30 seconds, debate why it's best to hold it at all costs.
You can find more germs per square inch in an airplane lavatory than you can find in your kitchen at home. So if you're looking to avoid germs, you are looking to avoid the lavatory in an airplane. And holding it will also allow you to use the beautiful restrooms at MSP Airport, voted the most beautiful restrooms in the country. I say hold it at all costs if you want to avoid germs.
All right. Good job, Jason. Let's move on to Alexis. Using the airplane lavatory. Let it go, girl. 30 seconds right now.
Yeah, you took my words. Let it go. Let it go. If you don't want to die, you use the airplane bathroom, because then if you hold it, your insides will be destructing. So you got to go. Nature calls. That's the place to do it. You got to do it however you need to do it, and your insides will be very grateful. So just go use the bathroom. And don't worry about it, okay? Everyone's doing it. If you hold it, it's dangerous.
Oh, Alexis, you... Congrats, you nailed it on that one. You brought the music.
Woo! Wait a minute.
Now.
Your insides will explode?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not going to be happy.
Oh.
I mean, you're going to have other issues later.
Yeah,
you know
think
what
about
I'm saying?
Those UTIs.
Oh.
Ouchie!
Oh!
If we ask Donna Valentine, you got to do that. You got to release it.
Uh-huh.
What about Donna?
She said you should have won for East Coast.
Yeah, because she's
thank
from
you,
New Jersey.
Oh, who said a D-Val?
Yeah. Thank you.
The New Jersey
thank
Alliance.
You.
Right over here.
Whatever, D-Val.
Said it. We both spent many times on the Jersey Shore.
Donna Valentine.
Yes.
I'm the captain now.
Thank you. Oh, D-Val.
Now, love ya.
Whatever, D-Val. Oh, that's hysterical. Hey, let's make it some good points.
That's fun.
There.
Yeah, it's challenging because you guys are both good at debating.
Ooh, well.
Did you take debate, Lex, when you were in school?
I didn't. That wasn't an option for me.
Oh, really?
But, you know, I'm the oldest of four, so, yeah, I'm pretty, you know, we, there's a lot of debating going on all the time. Did you guys?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't an option.
Yeah.
They didn't have it at my school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jersey girl.
Calm down with everything.
Calm down.
Okay? It's a natural thing. You understand?
We understand, Jersey girl. We're going to take a break. Is Curb Your Enthusiasm coming to an end? We're going to find out. Plus, can Lionel Richie still go all night long?
Hey, friends, let's talk mortgages. Now, there is no debate. The best team in the Twin Cities is First Equity. They have been live and local for 23 plus years. They are there to help you with your mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or get into your first one, they know all of them inside and out. Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer, they've got you. Now, there's lots of benefits to working with someone who or a team that's in our community. First of all, they're an independent mortgage broker, so you get unmatched personalized service. They want to do right by you because they know they'll see you around. They'll see you in the community. You're going to tell your friends and family, and they want to make sure that you're set up for success. They offer you the best deal the first time. And what's great about working with an independent mortgage broker is that they can shop multiple lenders. So it gives you as a buyer more options, better rates, and more assistance. So 763-251-8000 or use my talk keyword, David.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
When autumn falls, I live for Wednesdays. Need a vacation in the middle of my week. Gonna let the magic come and carry me away and never leave my seat. Making headlines with the insiders, watching Dynasty, loving Hotel. Everybody very happy, cause the stars shine all the time. There's always something good to see.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
From 1985, very specific Wednesday
version. I love Wednesdays.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
With a show called The Insiders starring DeBarge, as in like El DeBarge. I think he was in the show. And then Dynasty and then Hotel. You heard Linda Evans and John Forsythe excitedly saying, "You'll love it."
That's great.
I guess I didn't watch much ABC Wednesday night.
Yeah, you'll love it.
Back then.
They're so excited. You'll love it. Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Lionel Richie making some headlines after a recent interview, and not because of his songs, not because of his... stint on American Idol. Why, Lex?
Because he can't do it all night long anymore. He's more like 15 minutes, not all night long. Yeah, he's admitting, yeah, back then, sure, we could do it all night long, and now he's more of a 15-minuter. And then this happened during American Idol, and Katy Perry leaned over and said, "Wow, that's kind of a long, that's long."
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Team Katie.
Yeah, that's a girl. We got things to do. I got to sleep.
Who got time for that? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He's 73 years old. He's going on tour with Earth, Wind, and Fire later this year. So lots of things going on, and let alone American Idol.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were talking about, you know, that song All Night Long is almost 40 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it really almost 40?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, ooh. That just hit me in my heart.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I guess. And not that I debated you or didn't believe you, but yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's not just 15 minutes, guys. It's a fierce 15 minutes.
A fierce 15?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is a good song. You forget, maybe you don't, how many hits Lionel Richie had, you know?
Oh, no.
So many.
Oh, he's really a treasure, isn't he?
He is.
Ooh, here's another fun fact. No wonder he's like, well, at least I'm going 15 minutes. His girlfriend right now, her name is Lisa, she's 40 years younger than him. 40.
Oh, you got to keep up with the youngins.
Yeah, you do.
How old is he, Lex?
73.
Oh. And then she's how old?
Well, minus 40.
So she's in her 30s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 33.
I'm not good at math, but I can do that.
33. We can do dating math.
Yeah, we can. Do
dating math. Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah, that's another. I did not realize that.
Girl.
Wow.
No wonder he's trying to
say
at least
you
15.
Say me. Wow.
Ballerina girl.
Oh my god. Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
Hello. I'm 73.
For 15 minutes.
Can you find my wallet, please?
Oh, it's fierce, don't you know?
I just want to go to bed.
Yeah. Oh, do you think he's just sitting on the couch watching TV, dozing off?
Probably.
He's 73.
Yes.
Yes.
He does seem to have stamina and energy, though.
Yeah.
I gotta say, watching him on, you know, the very limited that I've been watching him on Idol. You know.
Have you been watching Idol?
Once in a while, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, on the other night.
Okay.
The camaraderie and like the light poking, and more like jabbing, not that that.
That's all. Light poking is also what he's doing at 73.
It's so yeah, between the yeah. judges, it's fun. They're
Sorry,
having fun.
I had to.
Remember, Jace, it's fierce poking, okay?
Girl, at 73,
we are
it, is
the world.
Light, it is light poking.
We are the children. Wasn't he dancing on the ceiling as well?
No, you're 73. You are not dancing. No, you are shuffling on the floor. You're not dancing on the ceiling. No.
Oh, you easy, throw your easy. Back out.
Yes. Hell, I throw my back out at 48. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, gosh, I hurt my knee the other day, and I was telling my brother, who's younger, I was like, yeah, I hurt my knee. It's, I don't know. He was like, what were you doing? I said, I just turned to the right. Like, there's really nothing other than I pivoted my body. He was like, you need to come up with a better story. That is pathetic. I'm like, I know.
It just happens, though.
I just turned. That's it.
Oh, you turned to the right?
Yeah. And I guess
Girl,
I didn't move my foot
did
fast enough.
To the right?
I just, like, torqued it. Because I didn't move my foot fast enough. All of a sudden, I was like, ooh.
Oh.
I know. I need a better story. You should see the other guy, right? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Yeah. Yeah. I cannot believe that you turned to the right.
You know, I'm just like, the biggest injuries are just like, well, I was walking down the street. I don't know. My ankle decided it wasn't going to work. And it rolled, and I'm on the ground all of a sudden. What?
True. You've fallen, and you can't get up.
Yeah. I almost prefer just to stay down here.
Right turn. Right turn.
Can you carry me?
It's all right, Alexis. Stay put. We're getting the wheelbarrow. We'll come and get you.
Thank you. I looked at my three-year-old the other day, and I picked him up. He's like, hold you, hold you. And I'm like, okay. I picked him up. I said, one day, will you hold me? He looked at me like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'll just hit a piggyback once in a while.
And I can get up.
Yeah. There's Alexis, everybody.
Yep.
I've fallen and I can get up.
Well, we are learning the truth of that.
Yeah,
we are.
It really is.
This takes one turn to the left, one turn to the right.
Owie.
At our age.
Oh, man.
When we come back, Alexis has today's Am I the Asshat? Plus, we have another winner in our prize, whatever it's called. Then the Dirt Alert and more. And we have another prize to give away, too. A very busy third hour begins right after this.